I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In honor of Women's History Month, News and Talk 1380 WAOK presents the special edition of the Sister Soul Talk series, celebrating African-American women trailblazers and their accomplishments.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. It's your brother. Man, talk radio the hard way. And we're in the midst of the WAOK Sister Soul Talk series. Today, board certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon who is practicing in the
Breaking
city.
News, sports, weather, and traffic. We're live from the WAOK newsroom.
And she does news, sports, weather, and traffic as well. She's a graduate of Spelman College. Where she graduated cum laude, and with a B.S. in biology. And she's a graduate of Meharry Medical College in Nashville. My doctors don't come from Meharry. They can't be touching on me. As well as she's the first African-American woman resident in plastic surgery from the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. She's the owner of Breast Body Beauty Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery in Marietta, Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for my dear sister, Dr. Aisha Barron.
Hello.
Hey there. How you doing, Sister Barron?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. All right, so this is the Sister Soul Talk series, and I have a battery of questions that I'm about to pelt you with.
Ooh, Lord.
all this military talk. But,
I know.
We got a certain set of query that we'd like to introduce because other sisters who have come and sat where you're sitting. For this Sister Soul Talk series, have been asked the same questions, and so I guess what we're trying to do is get a baseline,
sure,
in order to get a grip on how it is that you and the others have become as successful as you have become.
Mm-hmm.
And so, let us begin.
All right.
With the leadership questions. Number one, there are many challenges that we face. That black women face,
okay,
being female in male-dominated business environments.
Mm-hmm.
Have you experienced that, and how have you dealt with it? If you did?
I have. I think most women have. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the challenges are really getting your voice heard and feeling that your production or whatever your talent is valued, mm-hmm, and that you are allocated the same amount that a man would be. You know, according to those talents or those gifts that you practice, mm-hmm, or have studied or anything like that. And so I think it's always a challenge as a woman, as a black woman as well, to really have your voice heard in a level way in which you're not being judged as an angry black woman,
mm-hmm,
or to where, you know, you're not seen as giving attitude or anything like that, where anyone else, mm-hmm, if they were to say the same thing, would just be considered assertive or sure of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in addition to that, what I've encountered, mm-hmm, is, you know, doing great work and not feeling valued,
mm-hmm,
you know, promises, mm-hmm, that could have been made and everything like that, you know. And if I feel that if I were a man, then, you know, some negotiations may have been different,
right.
You know,
yeah.
And, you know, in instances like that, you know, I actually had to find the confidence within myself mm-hmm, to say, okay, you know what, I'm going to step away from this.
Mm.
You know, I'm going to find the courage and say, you know, I deserve better.
Right. Yeah, because I guess respect begins with self. It begins with self-respect.
Absolutely.
No
Absolutely.
Doubt. So what hardships have you faced and overcome in your professional life?
Hardships, thankfully, there haven't been many. Mm-hmm. I come from a very stable family background, and my parents have always instilled in me, you know, to really believe in myself, know who I am, and they've been really supportive of me over my lifetime. But probably the greatest hardship that I encountered was during residency, intern year of residency, which is your first year.
Right.
I was diagnosed with stage 4 large B-cell lymphoma.
Oh.
And so it was
and
a
break
huge
that down to what kind of right. cancer. What kind of cancer?
So it's
that?
Basically a blood cancer. Okay. It's similar in the family of like leukemias, yes. myelomas. Mm. It's a blood cancer. And I was diagnosed in my first year, you know. And it's funny when you're in medical school and you match, you create a rank list of the different programs you like to go to.
Yes.
And, you know, Mary, we always say we pray over that rank list.
Right. Right.
And I prayed over it, and I was given my first choice, which was Baylor, and that's where I was supposed to be. You know, I was diagnosed with this illness very early in my training, and my program was ridiculously supportive.
Okay.
My program director and the program chair took me underneath their wing, and they, you know, they made sure that, you know, physically I was well as well as mentally. And supported me. My co-residents supported me and everything. And, you know, I was able to walk across the street and go to MD Anderson.
Right.
One of the greatest cancer centers in the world.
Right.
And get treatment, you know. They could have told me, you know what, you need to go back home to Atlanta, take a leave of absence or, you know, something like that, get treated. Maybe you can come back. But they didn't do that to me.
Okay.
You know, they said, you know, we're going to keep you here. We're going to, you know, make sure that you can, you know, get your treatments and everything like that. And it was just, you know, it was really a blessing. You know, it was really, really a blessing, and I'm thankful for that. But, you know, that was one of the real, you know, hardships that I faced during my training.
Okay. So what advice would you give to other women who tend to find themselves in non-traditional roles?
You know, really just know who you are. Be grounded in who you are and what you believe in. You know, make sure that your voice is heard, you know, respectfully, you know. You understand that you're not, you know, particularly, you know, less special or more special just because you are a woman. But, you know, command that same respect that you think that everybody else would get.
No doubt. When we return, because we're headed toward the bottom of the hour, and, of course, you know there's no place to go from there but to the top, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Aisha Barron, quite an impressive sister. And she looked like Vanessa Williams, too. And anybody ever say that?
No.
Well, I guess I was just looking at Vanessa Williams. I was looking at Shaft the other day.
I'll take it as a compliment.
Okay.
not the Shaft, the Vanessa Williams
When we come back on the other side of the break, we will continue with our conversation with Dr. Aisha Barron, plastic surgeon here in the city called the A. I'm your brother, and I'll be black when we get back. With more on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
A little affection and some of your time. That's all that I'm asking for. Feels like this dream will never come true. I just want somebody who know how to listen and give me attention. Who won't break my heart? Good intentions. I ain't hard to please. I don't need a lot. Show me that you care. Can you be there when I need you most? And when I say I don't, make me feel secure forever. I just need someone to love me when it's hard to
News and Talk.
I can trust with
1380
all my issues. Someone who is patient,
all right,
and consistent.
And commitment. All right, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. That's Monica. That's your homegirl. All right, so let's get back into these Sister Soul Talk query. Do you have a mentor?
I do. I have, you know, a few mentors. a few mentors that have kind of helped me along the way, and, you know, that I still talk to. Some that I, you know, have lost a little bit of touch with, but their messages kind of resound with me every day. My program director from Baylor, Larry Ollier, Sam Stahl, who's deceased now, who's the program chair, you know, Camille Cash, who's, you know, the first Black female plastic surgeon in Houston, and still the only.
Wow.
Which is crazy. You know, Jamal Bullock, Cheyenne Isidus, like there's just a whole family of people who helped train me, you know, in medicine. But, you know, so many people, you know, I consider my family my mentors, my girlfriends, you know, they really have helped me along the way. You know, my husband, you know, he's a huge inspiration, just because of everything that he's overcome and accomplished. So yeah, the mentor family for me is very large.
It's large.
It's a village.
Are you a mentor for anyone?
I am. I've mentored and, you know, lended knowledge to plenty of medical students along the way, my Spelman sisters, sorority sisters, you know.
What sorority?
Which one? The only. Hey. Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority.
Everybody says that.
I know. Okay, I can get in the eye roll. Okay. All right.
Well, you know, because my wife don't play that, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, she the Deltas.
Okay, it's all right.
I'm supposed to not like the AKA.
Heavy <You're right>. Wink. Oh, no, but we all have the same purpose, same goals, and we're all sisters in service.
No doubt. Well, she know better anyway. So what do you consider a necessary strength for women to be successful?
A necessary strength is...
I think you hit on it a couple of times.
Which
is maintain your voice.
Yes.
Don't allow yourself to be disrespected, and do your thing. I didn't mean to answer it for you, though.
But in addition, be able to take some criticism. You know, whether it's...
And do
something with it and have it be constructive. Because the thing is that, yes, you can be very confident about yourself and, you know, demand respect and everything like that. But the world changes. You know, you have to adapt to things, too. And so I think being able to take some criticisms, reinvent yourself, you know, kind of figure out when things aren't quite working for you and see if you need to make a change. So really not to be firm in your convictions, yes, you know, but be willing to bend a little bit or at least modify those flexibility when it comes to your career path or who you may be working with.
Okay. So let's switch over to entrepreneur questions because you own your own shop. All right. So your own body shop.
Body shop. Right?
What are the first steps in starting a business and building your own brand?
Right. So first step is to either decide what type of business you're going to provide, what kind of service you're going to provide to, you know, your community, who your customers are going to be, who you're going to appeal to. You know, establishing an LLC, getting a bank account, you know, all of that tax ID and, you know, all that business related stuff. But I think really is just the most important thing, I think, is really having a vision. You know, what are you going to do? You know, what are you trying to do out here? It's one thing to just open up, you know, a shop and hang a shingle somewhere. You know, nobody's going to come if they don't know what you're about. And if your service does not provide value, you know, so I think that's very important in really having a vision and really being able to get your customers to appeal to that vision. Is really important in starting a business.
Okay. How do you sustain it?
You sustain it by giving the people what they want.
Straight
you know?
Up. Straight
giving
up,
the people
huh?
what they want, but you know, doing it within reason, not compromising your values or what you feel you know, your service is to provide. You know, I have plenty of people who walk in the door who want this, this, and that. And, you know, I kind of have to sometimes be realistic with them and say, no, let's just do this. Or, you know, I think that's a little too much. We may have to come back and do that. So it's all with safety is, you know, always a concern as far as I'm concerned with surgery and surgical procedures. You know, nobody comes in and just demands what I do.
Right.
You know, when it comes down to it, as much as a patient is, you know, trying to choose me as their doctor, I'm choosing them as a patient as well.
I feel you, and I see you. So what is one characteristic that you believe an entrepreneur must possess?
Let's see. One characteristic. Being able to, I think, maintain the staff, maintain good staff, because the thing is that you're not going to be able to answer the phones every day, open up the shop, interact with every person every single day. And I think having a good face for your practice and having people who believe in your vision with you that you value is super, super important. Just because if they believe in what you do and they are really behind the practice and want to grow with you, they're going to make sure that every patient, every customer who comes in feels valued. And those are the people who are most important. The receptionist answering the phone.
Right.
You know, the scheduler, the coordinators. Those are the people that interact with the patients on a day-to-day basis, most importantly. And they're going to sell things for you, you know, and maintain, you know, those people keep, you know, that keep coming in and out of your business.
Okay. All right. It's time for the lightning round.
Oh, lightning.
The lightning round.
All right. Be easy on
one me. Word answers. One word answers. For these questions.
Mm-hmm.
Question number one, what motivates you to do what you do?
My family.
Where does your passion come from?
Within.
What are you most afraid of?
Failure.
What one word best sums up you and your vision? One word.
Inspiring.
Inspiring. And what and who inspires you?
God.
There you go. There it is.
Did I do okay?
You did. Excellent. Great lightning round. You're great. You're a great guest. And
thank you
for coming in. Dr. Aisha Barron is a board certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon practicing in the Atlanta area. She makes us proud. She is a product of our city, and she provides service for sisters and brothers. Do brothers be coming in and getting
plastic? Yes, they do.
What they be getting done? They be getting booty lifts and stuff.
Oh, I don't treat as many, but liposuction, body contouring, you know, facial services, things like that, you know. You know, you all can visit my website at breastbodybeauty.com or on social media. Instagram, Twitter is Breast N Body Doc with the N in there. You know, or my Facebook page. You know, give the office a call. Come get a facial. We have aesthetic services. But I do a lot of breast and body contouring as well as breast reconstruction for cancer patients.
Yes.
That's a huge passion of mine.
Very important as well. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for our dear sister and new friend of the movement, Yay. Dr. Aisha Barron.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And we might have to have you back sometime.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, then. All right, y'all. We all over the 45. Our final segment of this, another episode of the movement, is coming up in just a few moments. So you stay tuned. It's Black Talk the Hard Way on the movement with Dr. F. Keith Slaughter on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.